Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
And good evening. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for being here. Our number today, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. If you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, if you have a question about the longevity products or the longevity business, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We will get to your calls in our next segment. And at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk to Dr. Elizabeth Aiden. We're going to talk about prescription drugs and how we can take control of our genetics, how we can take control of our DNA. And we'll probably touch on a little bit about the immune system and the current viral excitement that's going on in the world, or that's been going on in the world for the last couple of years. Dr. Elizabeth Reed Aiden is a doctor in biomedical anthropology, which includes epidemiology, immunology, virology. She's also an author, and she's written multiple books. She was involved in, she's worked for the pharmaceutical industry. She's got some interesting things to say about pharmaceuticals and genetics and biochemistry. We've got Dr. Elizabeth Aiden at the bottom of the hour. And your calls next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products are up on all three of our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You'll also find a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business, if you're the type of person that wants to have a win-win business, if you like helping people, if you like nutrition, if nutritional supplementation has helped you in your life, or even if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price. Head to our websites and click on the Join the Team link, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Hit the Join the Team link on the websites. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself and help change the world at the most basic level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Call 866-735-2470 to speak to a real live person, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, Dr. Elizabeth Aiden will be with us at the bottom of the hour and talk a little genetics and pharmaceuticals and COVID. And we'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. Yesterday we started talking about enzymes. Digestive enzymes are just one type of enzyme. There's two major types of enzymes. When most people think of enzymes, when you hear the word enzymes, at least lay people will say, we think of digestive enzymes, and those are enzymes that dissolve foods, that help the body dissolve foods, and they are truly critical. But that's just one type of enzyme. You also have another kind of enzyme that's responsible for biochemistry, for metabolism. Metabolism is the sum total of biochemistry in the body. And you have another class of enzymes called metabolic enzymes. What all enzymes have in common is they make things happen. Without enzymes, nothing happens. Life, all of life depends on enzymes, and as I said yesterday, all of death depends on enzymes. Any kind of biological process, whether it's a living, the process of life, or the process of decay and deterioration, depends on enzymes. These things are so unbelievably important, as well as fascinating, and we don't really hear a lot about them. In Europe, they're used as medicine, metabolic enzymes. Here, we don't really take enzymes as seriously, metabolic or digestive enzymes, as seriously as we should. Now, when we talk about enzymes, for the most part on this program, I am talking about digestive enzymes. But I don't want to mislead anybody into thinking that's the only kind of enzymes that play an important role or that can be leveraged for improving our health. As we age, our enzyme activity decreases. Not just our digestive enzymes, but our metabolic enzymes start to slow down. Everything slows down. In fact, it's not quite that simple that our enzymes slow down. The building enzymes slow down, and the breakdown enzymes build up or increase. Anabolism means to build up in chemistry, like anabolic steroids, and you have anabolic chemistry, and you have breakdown chemistry, which is called catabolic chemistry. I don't want to get too in the weeds here, but just in the interest of simplicity and nomenclature, let's just call them anabolism or anabolic enzymes, enzymes that build, and catabolic enzymes, enzymes that destroy or break down. By the way, anabolism plus catabolism, build up plus break down, equals metabolism. The sum total of biochemistry is the sum total of things that break us down plus build us up. When we're young, we're building up more than we're breaking down. When we're old, we're breaking down more than we're building up. That's pretty much the aging process right there, or the disease process for that matter. Disease is when we're breaking down. A degenerative disease is when we're breaking down more than we're building up. It's really that simple. If you want to, I like to think of a business. It's like when you have a business, you're always spending money, you're always making money. It's not a problem that you're spending money. You need to have inventory, you need to pay rent, you need to pay your employees, you got to spend money. You got to advertise, etc. You got to spend money. That's not an issue. What's an issue is if you're spending more than you're making. We say that you're in the red when you spend more than you make. Likewise in the body. When you break down faster than you build up, you're in the red. When you build up faster than you break down, you're in the black. Good health is about being in the black, not in the red. Poor health, aging, disease is about being in the red. It's as simple as that. Biologically speaking, of course, you're in the red. We're net catabolic, net breakdown. The bottom line is negative. The bottom line is in the red. You want to be healthy, you want to be strong, you want to be vital. What distinguishes a five-year-old kid or a teenager from an older person, an elderly person, is a five-year-old kid and a teenager in the prime of their life are building up faster than they're breaking down. And by the way, in our culture, the net catabolic process, we become in the red, biologically in the red, at a scary early age. Many people become in the red in their 20s. Do you know that parts of your body start to break down literally in your 20s? For example, in your skin. People start to wrinkle. You can't really see it necessarily, but people start to wrinkle sometimes in their 20s. This is why anti-aging skincare, by the way, should be started at a very early age, at a relatively early age, in your 20s or so, or early 20s, or at least mid-20s. In any case, this whole process of in the red and in the black is mediated and controlled by enzymes. The best way to make sure that you have enough enzymes, the best way to make sure that your body is enzymatically full, enzymatically stacked, is to make sure you're eating enzymes. There was a guy named Dr. Edward Howell. Edwin Howell or Edward Howell? I think it's Edward Howell. And he's known as the enzyme doctor. He was around writing in the 60s and 70s. And he came up with this theory, with this concept he calls enzyme theory. And enzyme theory says that you are born with all of the enzymes that you need. All of the enzymes that your body is going to need are produced by your genetics, and when you're born, you're fully stocked with enzymes. And Dr. Howell said that if you eat enzymes, and I'll tell you how you do that here when we come back from our break, you can spare your body's metabolic enzymes. You can make your metabolic enzymes, your biochemical enzymes, last longer and live a longer life by eating enzymes. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We shall return right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Dr. Elizabeth Aden will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk DNA and genetics and the immune system and pharmaceuticals, maybe a little alcoholism, and also, if we have a chance, we'll talk about the viral infection in the immune system, the COVID, this whole COVID thing, and the immune system and drugs. Dr. Aden is a biochemist and a pharmaceutical chemist. She's worked in the pharmaceutical industry, and now she's an author, and she writes fiction books, actually. Dr. Elizabeth Aden, bottom of the hour, and your calls. This segment, if we have them, 844-236-6010. So, enzymes. You hear about enzymes all the time, at least on this program. We hear about digestive enzymes. We talk about enzymes. We talk about, typically we're talking about digestive enzymes, but really the massive enzymes in the body are biochemical enzymes, and there's thousands upon thousands of them. I've heard as many as 75,000 enzymes. Some people say 5,000 enzymes. There's all kinds of different numbers. I'm not sure exactly how many different enzymes there are, but they come in three different types or three different classes. The metabolic enzymes are the largest class of enzymes, and there is a subset of metabolic enzymes that are involved in liver detox. Those are your detoxification enzymes, which are a type of metabolic enzyme. And then the second type of enzyme is digestive enzymes. Those are the two classes that are used supplementally, and we have in the body, the digestive enzymes and the metabolic enzymes. But there's a third type of enzyme, and this is something that Dr. Howell talked about with his enzyme nutrition axiom, which I'll tell you what it is here in a second, and also what this third type of enzyme forms the base of what's called enzyme theory, the idea that you can reserve your enzymes by ingesting enzymes, and I'm talking about food enzymes. The third category of enzymes, after metabolic enzymes and their subset, detoxification enzymes, and then the digestive enzymes, are food enzymes. These are enzymes that are present in foods. Now remember, an enzyme is just a chemical that makes things happen. That's all it is. And by the way, it's not just a chemical. It's a protein, i.e. a peptide, actually. It's a peptide, which means it's a string of amino acids. Enzymes are strings of amino acids. They're all made directly from the genetics, from our genes. And these, at least in the body, that is. And this third type of peptide or string of amino acids, i.e. enzyme, is found in raw food. And according to Dr. Howell, you can spare your enzymes by ingesting these food enzymes. That's a big problem. I'll tell you why here in a minute. But first, let me tell you about this thing called the enzyme nutrition axiom that Dr. Howell came up with. And Dr. Howell's enzyme nutrition axiom says, how long you will live is related to how fast you're burning out your enzymes. Longer life when you're not burning out your enzymes. Shorter life when you're burning out your enzymes. In other words, the more your enzymes are exhausted, the shorter your life will be. That means keeping your enzyme activity, your enzyme potential activity, high is the key to a long life, according to this enzyme nutrition axiom. And it makes perfect sense, because if your body is utilizing a lot of enzymes, it's burning. It's working hard. It's working fast. It's not just utilizing a lot of enzymes. It's utilizing a lot of nutrients. Slowing things down is the key to a long life. That's why meditation is so important. That's why calorie restriction is so important. That's why the ketogenic diet is so important, which has a metabolic slowdown kind of effect. Animals that move really fast, like little mice and rodents, they have short lives. Animals that move really slow, like elephants, have really long lives. So this enzyme nutrition axiom, how long you live, is negatively related to how fast you're burning out your enzymes, can be bypassed, or you can take advantage of this axiom by eating enzymes, sparing your enzymes. And this is a big problem, because today our foods are enzyme-less, at least the bulk of our foods. 80% of the standard American diet comes from enzyme-less foods with no enzymes, which means you're using your enzymes, which means you're shortening your life, according to this enzyme nutrition axiom. You're burning through your enzymes. You're exhausting your enzymes. So eating food that is enzyme-rich is critical if you want to be healthy, if you want to live a long life. I'll tell you what the digestive enzymes here in a second, but basically speaking, the foods that we eat, the best foods to eat to make sure that you're taking advantage of these food enzymes are going to be raw foods, raw veggies, and not just raw veggies, but guess what? Raw dairy, even raw fish, i.e. sushi, raw organ meat. Sashimi. Now, I know there's problems with raw meat, and I know there's problems with raw fish. I'm just telling you that that's the best way if you're going to get your enzymes. So you can get sushi that's fresh. You can get a sashimi, steak tartare. Steak tartare and sashimi and raw egg, another one. Raw milk, of course. And, of course, raw veggies. The Eskimo diet is composed largely of raw fish that has been allowed to pre-digest, to become putrefied, broken down. A lot of indigenous cultures will allow their meats or their flesh, their protein meats, their protein fleshy foods, to break down, to pre-digest. Culturing of dairy products and culturing of veggies is another way that indigenous people, and today as well, enhance the enzyme activity in vegetables, in milk, in cream, in butter, in cheese. And if you're eating a lot of enzymeless food, dead food, cooked meat, for example, or processed food, it would be smart to have a little fermented sauerkraut with it. You'll get some enzymes. Fermented beets with it. You'll get some enzymes. Natto, miso, fermented soybeans. You'll get some enzymes with it. Or even to use some supplemental digestive enzymes. And supplemental digestive enzymes can mitigate some of the problems associated with all this dead food that we're eating. If you're dealing with any kind of digestive health issue, the chances are pretty good that you're not getting enough enzymes or you don't have enough enzyme activity. Even more, enzymes in the digestive system require acid. They require stomach acid for their activity, for their activation. Enzymes are very sensitive to pH, very sensitive to acid levels. Every enzyme has its own perfect pH for it to have maximum activity. Stomach enzymes require acid pH, or digestive enzymes, we'll say, in the stomach require an acid pH. Stomach enzymes can be replaced with digestive enzyme supplements, but you got to make sure that the pH, the acid level of the stomach, is where it needs to be. Stomach acid has a pretty low pH. The pH scale goes from 0 to 14. 0 to 7 is acid. 7 to 14 is non-acid. Stomach acid has a pH around 2. If you're not making enough stomach acid, which is much more common than anybody realizes, not only are you going to have problems breaking down foods because of the acid, because of the low acid, acid's required for breaking down foods, not only will you have problems with microbes and bacteria, because acid's required for killing microbes and bacteria, but you also will have problems activating your enzymes. Thus, the incredible nutritional and health and longevity value of apple cider vinegar with your meals and with your digestive enzymes. All right, I got so much more to talk about when it comes to digestive enzymes and metabolic enzymes and food enzymes. Suffice it to say for now, enzymes are the critical fundamental unit of all of life. And they're really, really, really relevant when it comes to good health and nutrition. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, Dr. Elizabeth Aiden, coming up next.
CardioFX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order CardioFX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Donald Trump at a rally Saturday evening in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, responding to President Joe Biden's speech on MAGA supporters being a threat to democracy.
Joe Biden came to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania to give the most vicious, hateful, and divisive speech ever delivered by an American president.
An airport worker in Tupelo, Mississippi is charged with grand larceny and making terroristic threats after stealing a plane early Saturday morning and calling 911 to say he was going to crash it into a local Walmart store. Police say negotiators tried to talk 29-year-old Corey Patterson into landing the plane. He eventually did in a field where he was taken into custody. Witness Roxanne Ward had this to say.
We jumped on our side-by-side to go see if we could help, and that's when we saw the pilot come out of the plane, and two police officers were already there waiting.
I'm Tony Barusso for USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
State emission laws are quite complicated and somehow connected.
17 states have their vehicle emission standards tied to rules set by California. However, those states face a decision of whether to follow a new law that would ban all gas-powered vehicles by 2035. Massachusetts, New York, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington State are expected to adopt a new California law in their states. Colorado and Pennsylvania are among states that likely will not. Meanwhile, in Virginia, Governor Glenn Youngkin is looking for a way to carve Virginia out of the pact entirely. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
C.J. Stroud threw 2 touchdown passes, and Ohio State's revamped defense gave its vaunted offense time to find its grooves. The second-ranked Buckeyes beat number 5 Notre Dame 21-10 Saturday night. The top 5 opening matchup was a homecoming for the first-year Notre Dame coach, Marcus Freeman, the former Buckeyes linebacker who has made a meteoric rise to lead the Fighting Irish at 36 years of age. Freeman is now 0-2 as a head coach after losing a bowl game just weeks after being named Brian Kelly's successor. A member of the San Diego Zoo's African penguin colony has been fitted with orthopedic footwear to help it deal with a degenerative foot condition. The 4-year-old penguin named Lucas has lesions on his feet due to a chronic condition known as bumblefoot, which covers a range of avian foot problems. If left untreated, bumblefoot could lead to sepsis and death by injection, and we don't want that for Lucas. I'm Tony Marusha. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got 12 years of archived health information, all unique and singular to the Bright Side. We also have the Ingevity products up at brightsideben.com, as well as my blog, pharmacistben.com, and our videos and blog posts and news stories and interviews, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase Ingevity products off the websites. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself and help change the world with the education and with the products. Education about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program and the products to leverage the education. That's what Longevity is all about. It's about information, education, nutritional supplementation, and just making you better. better at living, better at life. Not to mention you can make a little bit of money while you're doing it. If that sounds interesting to you, if you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, you want to be part of the multi-billion dollar nutritional supplement field, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We can help you build your business. We can help you, we can teach you about nutritional supplementation and nutrition and biology and health and disease. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. All right, I am really looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Dr. Elizabeth Reed Aden is a PhD in biomedical anthropology, which is a really kind of intriguing field. We'll have to talk a little bit about that. She's also an author. She writes fiction books. Her latest book is called The Goldilocks Genome. We're going to talk a little bit about pharmaceuticals and COVID and genetics. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Elizabeth Reed Aden. Hey, Dr. Aden. Good evening.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm great. Nice to talk to you. Thank you for coming on. So, before we get into all my questions that I have for you about pharmaceuticals and about genetics, what the heck is biomedical anthropology?
Well, in my case, it was living on an island in Melanesia taking blood samples to test for hepatitis C virus. How the virus is transmitted.
So anthropology, okay, makes sense. The study of how human beings evolved, I imagine. That's what anthropology is, right? Fossils and such. And then what the biomedical aspect of it is how we evolved from a biology and a medical perspective?
Well, not really. It's more putting biology in a very foreign circumstance, like living in Melanesia, which is pretty different from living in New York City.
Yeah, that's true.
And seeing how the culture can affect the transmission of the virus.
I see. So in other words, how the different places where human beings are found, how they respond to various environmental assaults and such.
Exactly. So, for example, where I was doing my work, about 20% of the people were chronic carriers of hepatitis B virus, which is really different from the U.S.,
that's
where
fascinating.
It's nowhere near that amount.
So that's you know, I was going to wait to talk about this, but that brings me to COVID. So why did the whole world respond the same way to this viral infection? And why was this particular viral infection so harmful and so problematic when we're inundated with viruses? What happened, number one, that the whole world was affected the same way? And what happened that made the magnitude of this infection so huge?
Well, I think part of it is how interconnected our world is now.
Uh-huh.
So people are flying all over the place and going from point A to point B, and you have conferences, global conferences.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more interaction of people from different geographies, people with different customs, and, you know, it can spread very, very quickly.
That's true.
Another example is how the American Indians or the Polynesians were wiped out by foreign diseases they'd never seen, like measles and smallpox.
Yeah, that's right. I do remember that was how this whole COVID thing started, was somehow like people traveling from China or something. That was how it all began, wasn't it?
That's certainly the theory, and that's certainly consistent with the data. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the theory. Right. So what accounts, and I know the answer, but I want to know from your perspective, what accounts for this massive impact that it had on human beings and human immune systems and human biology? Do you think it's a function of how mucked up our systems are?
Well, it's hard to say, because a lot of this is really multifactorial. And what was surprising was in the first wave just how much of a problem it really became, particularly for the elderly and for people with risk factors like diabetes and stuff. And as a country, most countries are aging.
Yeah.
And in America especially, we have a lot of people with risk factors.
Could it be the culmination of how we've destroyed our health through processed foods and pharmaceuticals and toxicity in the water and in the air over the last 120 years or so, 130 years, and now we're experiencing like we've hit a tipping point? Do you think it's something like that?
I would certainly hope not.
I hope not, too. But it seems like that's what's happening, no? A case could be made for that.
It's hard to say because our bodies are so good at keeping a lot of homeostatic mechanisms and compensating, and especially when we're younger.
Even McDonald's, even Coca-Cola, even French fries. I mean, look at all the different ways we're overwhelming this homeostatic. You're right, it is incredibly homeostatically elegant and powerful, but don't you think that we've overwhelmed it? Think at every turn, we're bombarding our body with things that it has to adjust to, homeostatically speaking.
Well, and it's all new stuff.
New stuff,
so it's
correct, right.
It's something that, physiologically or genetically, we haven't evolved to process.
Yeah. But in this amount, in this intensity, not only the fact that it's new, yeah, you're right, but also in this intensity, every drop of water we drink, basically. And
well, I
more
wouldn't
so
go
food.
That far.
No?
I wouldn't go that far because we get pretty good water in parts of California.
Okay, so. Then you're lucky, but not in Jackson, Mississippi, they don't, and other a lot of the world, So, okay, point well taken, but there's still antibiotics even in your water, There's still probably trace amounts of drugs, pharmaceuticals in the water. I don't know what kind of water you're drinking, but in most municipal water has traces of drugs in it that didn't exist 100 years ago, right? Hormones.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, there's only so much a body can take. So I was just reading about monkeypox. You probably heard of that, right? And then there's this new one, tomato pox, right? Have you heard of that one?
Yeah, I heard of that.
They're coming fast and furious, Dr. Aiden. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm thinking we're at a tipping point because the human body can only handle so much. And we're so compromised on so many levels, even if we're ostensibly and apparently healthy. Our chemistry is so mucked up. It's got to be from birth, in utero. You know what I'm saying? It seems like this is kind of a dire situation, is what I'm saying. Do you agree or no?
Well, I think one of the things, I think it's hard to say categorically everything's mucked up. I think it's some of these things take so long to show effects, like arsenic in the water.
Yeah.
It took decades to show effects.
Hang on to that thought. I want to come back to that when we come back from our break, okay? Dr. Elizabeth Aiden is with us, PhD in biomedical anthropology and fiction author. More with Dr. Aiden on the Bright Side right after this.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters.
My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Elizabeth Reed Aiden, fiction writer, as well as biomedical anthropologist. Dr. Aiden, before I went to break, your time at the time it takes, there's a fixed amount of time sometimes for certain things to show up as health challenges, and you were mentioning arsenic. Can you continue? And then I want to ask you a couple questions about, I want to go into some genetic stuff.
Okay, sure. So it took decades before people could make the association between arsenic in well water and cancer in the prostate and kidneys. Took decades. And it, now just to bring in the anthropology part, where the island that I worked on in nowhere Melanesia, no running water, no electricity, as primitive as you could imagine, but with good food, fresh food, all of this, the life expectancy there is in, probably into about the mid-70s.
Interesting.
In a good case scenario.
Wow.
And so if we look at life expectancy in the U.S., it probably on average isn't all that different, but I think you're right. I've often said to people that I think my parents' generation or our parents' generation, because they grew up in a simpler environment, a better food, more local food.
Less toxicity,
less toxicity.
Movement, more movement, less sedentary lifestyle, more movement, don't you think?
Yeah, they may be the longest-lived average generation, at least in my lifetime.
So you think it's going to go down? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's going to go down for the baby boomers.
Yeah, it's already going down. It went down 2 years. It went down 2 years this last little thing they did.
And then that gets into the whole thing about senolytics and all this other stuff. Senolytics. Senolytics.
What's this? Spell that for me. I have never heard that term.
Senolytics.
Oh, I gotcha. So yes. Things that age you, in other words.
Is that what a senolytics?
Or that don't age you. Anti-aging. Senolytics. That's a new term for me. Thank you. I hadn't heard that. Senolysis. So you're kind of ending aging, so to speak. Yeah, senolysis is going to be big, and with AI and with computers and built into the body kind of thing. Do you see that coming? Like a merging of technology and AI and biology? Wetware? Have you heard of this?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because the baby boomers are so used to controlling everything, and they don't want to die.
Oh, that's great.
They do not want to die.
Yeah. Not to go quietly into that good night, as they say. So, but here's the thing. You talk about DNA control. That's one thing. That's one of your things. And I imagine there's ways to control DNA with foods, with meditation, with supplementation, and other strategies, breathing, relaxation, etc., that don't involve AI and don't involve implants and such. Am I correct?
Well, in the sense of you don't quote control your DNA. Your DNA is your DNA. You're stuck with it.
But certain genes turn on and off. Can't you volitionally turn? Yeah, volitionally you can turn certain genes on and off, at least through foods, maybe epigenetic factors.
True. Exactly, it's epigenetics.
Yeah.
So you can modulate it. You can, to some extent, turn it on and off.
And
you can beef it up even.
Yeah, so we should be training ourselves, or at least doing the things. And I imagine all the things that we know are good for us because they have an epigenetic effect on, at some level. So given all of that and the understanding of the power of, of genetics and controlling it, what's your take on injecting genetic material?
Oh.
Yeah, what's your take as a geneticist? Why don't you tell the doctors out there what your take is as a somebody who studies genetics about the intelligence of sticking genetic material into your body?
Well, again, I think it's situationally dependent. I've been involved.
Is it ever a good idea? It's a good idea sometimes?
I think it can be, particularly when you're looking at gene replacement therapy for children who would otherwise die or be completely disabled.
If it's a life or death kind of thing, there's probably times that you want to do it. But how about for immune system, for building the immune system?
It's interesting. Because I sit on the board of a company.
You have to be diplomatic.
It's looking to use gene therapy to modulate the release of insulin in response to blood glucose. So its potential has tremendous potential to help type 1 and even type 2 diabetics.
But don't you have better solutions?
Injectable insulin.
But aren't there better solutions to type 2 diabetes than to monkey around with your DNA?
You know, it all comes down to, answer is yes. But it all comes down to what are people willing to do.
Okay, fair enough. If some people are just have to have the Coke and the apple pie, then they can get a gene therapy. They can have a genetic therapy. And what exactly is the gene therapy for type 2 diabetes? It upregulates insulin, an enzyme that upregulates insulin or something?
No, it upregulates it in response to blood glucose levels.
It makes insulin more sensitive.
No, it releases insulin from the hepatocyte, from the liver cells, if the blood glucose is too high.
Got it.
And if the blood glucose is fine, it doesn't do anything.
Got it. Yeah. So it's actually injecting a gene that somehow makes it to the cell, the specific cell, and inserts itself into the DNA? Did I get that right?
It doesn't necessarily insert itself into the DNA. It can be
I see. So these are like regulatory factors of sorts. It's not necessarily gene itself.
That's correct. It doesn't go into the gene itself, but it is exactly that. It's a regulatory factor.
Okay, I got it. So in other words, when they talk about gene therapy, it doesn't necessarily mean you're injecting a gene. You're working with the genetics, but that doesn't mean you're injecting a gene. You could be doing some kind of regulatory protein or something.
You can do that, but oftentimes, you are replacing a gene that is missing for children or people who have a genetic birth defect.
How does that work, like, mechanistically? You inject the gene into the blood, and then it travels to the specific cell that needs that gene?
It can do. So you have different types of adenovirus, which is a form of cold virus.
It kind of carries it.
Vector, it carries it. And it has certain proteins or polysaccharides on the surface that they attach to specific cell types. So you can direct
they use polysaccharides.
A liver cell.
Got it. So the polysaccharide is like a homing device that kind of targets That's so cool. So I think it's really interesting, and everybody should realize that viruses carry these genes, and viruses are nothing but genes anyway. So what you're doing is you're using some genetic string that's in the virus and just inserting the gene in there. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
Okay, that is pretty darn high tech there, Dr. Aiden. Yeah, that's about as high tech as it gets, I suppose. What are the possibilities for abuse with that process?
You know, it's so specialized that it's also expensive that it's hard to imagine that it's something that you would look to abuse.
How about species? How about like changing features on species with this technology, like making pigs have a certain thing that a human can use that can be harvested, for example? Can you do that with this gene therapy?
Well, now we're talking, that's actually a little bit different. Now you're going into things like CRISPR, Cas9, gene editing.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Can you use this kind of technology for, like, making a human kidney on a pig or something?
Oh, that's for stem cells.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, so that's still genetics, though, isn't it? It's not exactly the gene itself. It's a stem cell, but it's still working with genetics.
Well, you could potentially do some alteration of some of the immune response elements so that you could edit those so that they're more human-like and less foreign, less pig-like, for example.
Okay, so we're going to run out of time here. Give me like a couple things people can do in your recommendation, and we only have like 15 seconds, for their DNA to improve DNA health, we'll say.
Okay. Get your DNA sequenced.
Okay.
We'll understand that DNA can affect how you respond to different supplements, herbs, and drugs.
You know what? I got to have you back on, Dr. Reed. Dr. Aiden, I didn't really get to talk about all the things I want to talk about. You'll come back on?
Sure.
Okay, hang on the line, will you, Dr. Aiden? I want to talk to you when we get off. Dr. Elizabeth Reed Aiden, biomedical anthropologist. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. That's all the time we have for today. We'll be back at you next Saturday at 6 p.m. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular evening. Talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.